Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington side, you'd say way too many power plays from the side here of Alex Ovechkin going down and getting hit here at center ice and got tripped up.
That's
oh boy.
Not good.
Oh boy. He got what looked like just a little bit of a clip on the way by and now is down up on hands and knees, but still has not gotten up yet. Alex Ovechkin, as Jason Service has come out to take a look, and Ovechkin hobbled as he comes toward the bench. Now he's up on his own power, but he needs a little help.
He ran in. Let's see if we can get a replay here.
John Walton, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan last night with Ken Sabrin. That was our play-by-play of Caps Hockey. We're your flagship home for the Caps. They are the number one team in the East. They are on absolute fire. And a big reason for that is that Alex Ovechkin is in fuego. I mean, he is the number one goal scorer in the National Hockey League right now. After five goals in his last two games, he's sitting, Danny, atop the Caps and atop the NHL.
Number one, man.
39 years old. And on the precipice of maybe hat trick number 32 and two in two nights last night, early in the third period with a goal in each of the first two stanzas, he goes down, you heard it right there, and he would not return. And we now await word. I don't think we're going to get anything else, by the way. The Caps came out and said week to week. They don't have to really speak again until tomorrow's practice. So that'll be the next update. But I wonder, are they going to come out? And Ovi, who's got two more goals than anyone else, by the way. No one else in the league has more than 13 goals. He's got 15. Are they going to come out and just say, this is exactly what's happening, this is the timeline, which is an anti-hockey thing? Or are they just going to stick with week to week? And my fear is, we've heard what we're going to hear. I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on, to be honest with you. And if we get information, I'll be surprised. But I think it's going to be a little while, or even when they have the information, they're not going to share it. We'll find out maybe after the fact if and when he undergoes surgery or something like that. I'm not trying to be flippant about it. I'm not speculating. But I just don't think the sharing is part of the DNA of this league. I find it outrageous. And mostly now, it's really, most days I don't wake up irritated about it, because it doesn't directly affect me. This one does. You know what I mean? Like, I want information. It should be delineated to fans, and especially if there's gambling involved or season tickets involved. Financial decisions are coming here from fans, and buy-in is part of this thing. You should be able to be forthcoming and forthright with fans. But anyway, that's what's dominating for me. Like, if the discussion is what's more important, this OV injury or this huge intermediary step to eventually have control of the land be in D.C., eventually then maybe the city council gets their butt together, then eventually there's a negotiation, eventually there's a stadium. That's nice. I've had the rug pulled on me too many times for me to say, yay, spike the football, it's done. It's Ovi. That's all I can think about.
Today is the furthest down the field we've ever been, though.
Of course,
if
yes.
The goal line is stadium in D.C. at the RFK site. I was told by somebody with the team that today was the hardest step and that they're feeling really good about what's next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! parts.